celebrating a birthday this baseball season, bring your party to Classic Auto Group Park with a birthday party presented by the Strong Museum of Flight. Group tickets start at only $12. Additional options include Vitex and Party Suite, including the all-new Eden Arcade Suite, which includes games like NBA Jam, X-Men, Mortal Kombat, and more. Looking for some fresh air? to Upper America, we ask those who are able to please rise and remove your caps. Non-uniform active military and veterans may keep their caps on while rendering the military salute. Please welcome David Fleming to lead us in the singing of our national anthem.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to East Lake, Ohio. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Adam Jackson will join me over the course of the series. I'm just very glad to have you joining me right now. We've got six games between the Lugnuts and the Lake County captain, shortstop Juan Brito, and the third baseman, Yordis Valdez. In the outfield for Lake County, in left, Isaiah Green, in center, Jake Fox, and in right, Joe Lampe. Jack Winkler takes the first offering high, ball one. Aaron Davenport yet to allow a run this season, lets it fly. On the inside corner, and a strike called. The 1-1. Winkler fouls it straight back. This has been the fun of it for the Lugnuts with Winkler and Trenkle at the very top. And the two of them have been so good at just getting on base constantly. Fastball high. Jack Winkler, the San Francisco Don. How effective has he been this year? On the 2-2. Swings and cues it foul over to the right side. A 7-game hitting streak. An 8-game on base streak for Jack. One out, nobody on, and no score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Davenport to the plate. Fouled straight back into the netting. And we keep it right here. San Quintin way off his line at first base. Davenport from the first base out of the rubber deals. Winkler goes down swinging. Got him with the breaking ball down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for Aaron Davenport. Davenport drafted out of the University of...
Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, no Lugnuts reached in the top of the first inning against Aaron Davenport, and now we see how Lake County fares against the right-hander Christian Fernandez out of Cabimas, Venezuela. The rest of the Lugnuts defensively situated as follows. In the outfield, Johnny Butler is in left, Caden Schenkel plays center, and Junior Perez is in right. Around the infield next, the first baseman, Danny Bautista Jr. At second base, Aribiel Angeles. The shortstop, Max Muncy. And over at third, it's Jack Winkler. The catcher is Daniel Susak, working with Fernandez. Right-hander at 23 years of age, acquired via trade last year. The A's sending Christian Bethencourt to Tampa Bay and receiving Fernandez back. Juan Brito's a switch-hitting shortstop. First pitch, he fouls it up and away off to the left side. Strike one. Brito leading off. Batting second, Jake Fox, the center fielder. Hitting third, the second baseman, Milan Tolentino. Fernandez throws. High and outside. One ball, one strike. Fernandez from the first base out of the rubber. The kick, the pitch. And that's off the outside corner for ball two. The middle of this Lake County lineup. It's the right fielder, Joe Lampe, batting fourth. A 2-1 is rocketed deep down the right field line toward the corner. That falls for a fair ball and a base hit. Perez collects it on a hop. Now strong arm. The batter runner speeds for a second and dives in head first ahead of Perez's throw. A leadoff double for Brito. Jake Fox coming up next. So Brito, Fox, Tolentino, Lampe batting fourth, batting two. Christian Fernandez, when he's at his best, boy, does that secondary stuff work. I think about his curveball primarily. But he's a four-pitch guy. Tolentino and Brito. Runners are at first and third. One out. Double play ball ends the inning. 2-2. Line drive off of Fernandez. Knocks it down. Holds Brito at third. The throw to first in time. Up to second base goes Tolentino. That's out number two. Now they're going to try to check on Christian Fernandez just to see how Christian's doing. First baseman Bautista Jr. and catcher Susak the first there. Now here comes the pitching coach Don Schulze and the athletic trainer Eric Fest. A line drive that caught him square, it looked like, in the leg. Let's see what he checks. And if he's favoring anything, he's looking at his hip, his right hip. Now Eric Fest has arrived there on the mound. Fernandez has backed up to the back of the hill. It's a very quick conversation. Apparently, no worries at all. Well, best case scenario. So Christian is fine. It goes simply 1-3. Lampe out. Tolentino up 90 feet and now into scoring position. But because that ball was lined off the pitcher and knocked down right there at his feet, Juan Brito could not move at third base. That brings up the number five hitter, Isaiah Green. A fourth consecutive left-handed batter. No score, first pitch. Hernandez misses in. Green acquired via trade by the Cleveland Guardians. Go back 2 years ago, back to January the 7th. He joined the system. Now here he is in Lake County. 1-0. Hit off the hands, foul. Left side. Jack Winkler, the third baseman, out of room. One ball and one strike on the man wearing number 17. Facing the Lugnuts, number 16, Christian Fernandez, in search of a scoreless first inning, despite allowing a double and a single. Hernandez has his sign, sets at the waist. He brings it. The curveball. Called a strike in the inside corner. 1-2. By the way, hello to Bobby Strauss listening in. Green whacks this pitch down the left side, but foul. Well back and out of play. Try it again. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Tolentino at second and Brito at third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him with the fastball away. Second strike out of the frame. Ends. And here's the first pitch. He swings and foul tips it into the mitt of Ramirez. No balls and one strike on the big right-handed slugger out of Arizona. Next offering fouled away to the right side. Righty, righty, Davenport to the plate. On the outside corner, strike three called. And Susak is done on three pitches. How sharp. As Aaron Davenport looked. Well, strikeouts of Caden Schenkel and Jack Winkler in a 1-2-3 first inning. Max Muncy, the only Lugnut to put the ball into play so far. There's no score in the game. Let's see how Johnny Butler manages. First offering is elevated high out to center field. A shortstop, Brito goes out, called off quickly, and the catch made by the center fielder Jake Fox, whose momentum carried him only about two steps away from the infield dirt. That ball was up in the air a long time, and a steady wind is really gusting in toward the infield, dragging it back. So Butler puts it into play, but nothing to show for it. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one high and outside. Righty, righty, two outs, nobody on, no score. Danny takes the breaker low, and the double clutch by the catcher Ramirez, because he thought, like I did, that pitch was very close to the zone. Didn't get the call. This is a 2-0, and that is a called strike in the inside corner. Last year, we saw the Lugnuts eat Aaron Davenport up. So far this year, it's been the opposite. Front door breaking ball just misses. Again, the double clutch by Ramirez. That's two that they thought they should have had this plate appearance. Now the count is three balls and a strike on Bautista. The deal. Yanked low and away and all the way to the backstop by the clearly flustered Davenport. Five-pitch walk. Aaron Davenport tried to throw that fastball harder than he really can. But you try a little bit too hard, throws off the mechanics. And there's your first Lugnuts base runner. Danny Bautista Jr. with a lot of speed at first. Davenport checks on him. Pickoff, though, late. A little bit off. And Bautista Jr., no difficulties, diving back in, hands first. Lázaro Armenteros takes a ball high and outside. Lázaro homered yesterday. I should say Sunday. He homered in the Lugnuts last game. And then off day Monday, and then yesterday rained out. So, feels like yesterday when you play every day, usually. Righty throws to righty, 1-0. Wait, time requested and granted to the batter Armenteros.
Listen to this crowd.
And if you hear the MC, Andrew Grover's voice every now and then, just trying to make the folks here at Classic Park a little bit rowdier. It's cold. A ball one offering from Davenport after a long hold. Swing and a miss. There's not too many folks here, but I love that the folks who are here because it's another cold one. And in fact, yesterday was called on account of cold and inclement weather. It was a brutal day. Armenteros swings and misses again. And the count is now 1-2 on the Lugnuts DH. It is currently 47 degrees. It feels like it's 42 degrees, according to the app that I'm looking at. And then again, I'm in the broadcast booth. It's colder for the guys out there. Does Bautista Jr. run? On one ball and two strikes, he does not. And Armenteros launches it to left field. Back it goes. Warning track wall. Goodbye. Right up the tarp that's covering the home run bleachers. A two-run shot for Lázaro Armenteros, who has homered in his second straight game. And the Lugnuts are off to a 2-0 lead in the second. Oh, baby. We have not seen too many cracks for Aaron Davenport. Five up, five down, but then the walk to Bautista Jr. got out in front of Lázaro, and then goodbye on the 1-2. Hey, Rubiel Anjeles takes a called strike at the knees. And Aaron Davenport quickly back on the horse. Righty throws to righty. Swing and a miss at the good high heater. No balls and two strikes on the number 8 place hitter, the second baseman, Anjeles. Here comes the 0-2. The breaking ball is skied in the infield. Second baseman Tolentino under, called off by first baseman Sun Quintin. Puts it away, a two-hand squeeze, side retired. But a walk and a two-run round tripper with two strikes and two outs by Lázaro Armenteros. 2-0 Lugnuts through 1.5.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Well, 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 Lázaro Armenteros. A two-run homer in the top half of this second inning. Lugnuts now lead 2-0 in Lake County. How about Lázaro? Homered a two-run shot in his last plate appearance on Sunday, and does so in his first plate appearance of the series opener against the Captains. So now, that lead is at the back of Christian Fernandez. Christian throws, and the first offering is chopped to shortstop. Up with it, Max Muncy, and the throw to first base received by Danny Bautista Jr. in plenty of time before Mikael Ramirez could make his way down the line. Just like that, one pitch and one out for Christian. It was looking like a potentially perilous first inning for Christian Fernandez. Leadoff double by Juan Brito. Fell way behind Jake Fox, but he came back and struck him out. He throws on the breaking ball under the hands. Ball one to Junior Sun Quintin, the switch hitting first baseman batting left. Ball one offering. Change up, bounced foul up the right side. One ball and one strike. Well, then Milan Tolentino singled to deep right field, but Junior Perez with the strong arm, so Lake County elected to hold Juan Brito at third base. Joe Lampe then lined right back to Fernandez, who knocked it down, kept that runner at third, and then stranded two by striking out Isaiah Green. San Quintin swings and misses the off-speed, and the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Junior San Quintin out of Baní, Dominican Republic. Swings and lines a base hit in the right center field. Timed it up well. Caden Trenkel, the lefty, up with it to get it in. It's a one-out single. Lake County has a base runner in front of Christian Cairo. Miguel Cairo's son, if you remember Miguel Cairo, the Major League infielder with a wonderful stance, sometimes with his hands spread apart in the handle of the bat, looking for contact. Christian Cairo, right-handed DH. Slightly open stance, first pitch, swing and a miss of the high up and in shedder. San Quintin held on at first base by Bautista Jr. Captains trail 2-0, last of the second. It's a short lead for San Quintin. And 0-1 to Cairo, righty to righty. Breaking ball slapped up the middle, off the mound, into center field for another base hit. San Quintin checks into second. Trenkel's throw into shortstop. Two hits in the first inning, now two hits in the second inning. Runners at first and second, one out. Fernandez will have to pitch his way out of another jam. It's the number 9 hitter, Yordis Valdez. Valdez is another switch hitter, one of the three switch hitters in this order, so he bats left. At third base, Winkler off his line and in. The deal. Fernandez misses low and inside. San Quintin blowing on his hands at second base as he walks away his lead in front of the shortstop, Muncy. Fernandez comes set. Target away. Ball one offering. Inside, yanked it. Two balls and no strikes. And it's very easy for you to understand how Christian is going to fare start by start, appearance by appearance, based on how well he locates. And I know that boils it down pretty simply. But when he locates, he is highly effective. 2-0. On the outside corner for a called strike. And when he struggles, that is generally the root of it all. And there are pitchers that you can chalk it up to other things. For Christian Fernandez, he's come back with better mechanics. On the 2-1, on its way. Hit in the air, right side. In comes Junior Perez from right, down his line. Builds momentum, makes the catch, and neither runner will try him. They've seen his arm. So he simply pegs it in the air to the shortstop, Muncy. And there's out number 2. With Christian, because you can trace everything back to, all right, how's he looking today? You can understand that when he's at his best, he's one of the very, very best, and that's why he's utterly compelling. Hence why Oakland traded for him from Tampa Bay. Top of the order, Juan Brito. The pitch. Whacked foul to the left side. I do think that as Christian showed his last outing, 4 2/3 scoreless, struck out 6. He could very easily go on a run here with Lansing, a dominant run. We could see him end the season in Double-A Midland. Righty sets, an 0-1 to the switch hitting shortstop batting left. Inside. Try the off-speed. Difficult to find the feel on a cold evening like this one. Fernandez last year began the year in single A in the Tampa Bay system. And after the A's traded for him, they bumped him right up to high A with Lansing. Fouled up and off. To the left and out of play. One ball, 2 strikes. Brito 1-for-1. Double to right field his first time. It's 2-0 Lugnuts. 2-on, 2-out for the Lake County Captains. Bottom of the second. And the 1-2 from Fernandez. On its way. Fastball high and wide. Not close. First inning, Fernandez struck out Isaiah Green to strand 2. It's second and third. Now with runners at first and second. Throws the 2-2 pitch to Brito. The breaking ball drops in and Well, he didn't go on appeal, and then they said that the pitch was not in the zone. Everybody got hung up there on a big curveball from Fernandez that barely missed the zone. It badly fooled Brito, but on appeal, no. 3-2, and that makes this an action pitch. San Quintin to run from second, Cairo from first. The 3-2. Line drive, base hit, right field. One hop to Perez. Stop sign for San Quintin, ran right through it. And the one hop throw, fielded by Bautista Jr. to the right of the mound. It's an RBI single. Christian Cairo wandering away from second base. Now time is called. Otherwise, he was going to see if he could snipe third. An RBI single for Juan Brito. Now 2-for-2 in the game. And Lake County is on the board, trailing 2-1. And with that, the pitching coach, Don Schulze, on his way out to the hill. Two in the top half of this inning, off the home run by Lázaro Armenteros. One so far in the bottom half, 3 singles for Lake County. Don Schulze checking in. The whole infield around. The left side of the infield, the third baseman Winkler, the shortstop Muncy, they're discussing a little bit of a ways away. Meanwhile, the second baseman Angeles chatting with the first baseman Bautista Jr. So everyone was around, but really it was a three-person conversation. And it was Schulze talking to Christian Fernandez at the center of it all. Here's Jake Fox's second chance. Lake County has so far had the deficit. 2-1, 2-out, down 2-1. Fox batting left. The pitch outside. He struck out looking against Fernandez's first time up on a pitch on the outside corner. Caden Trenkel in center field, a couple of steps to his right. Meanwhile, the shortstop Muncy, a couple of steps to his left up the middle. The pitch, that hits the outside corner. Fastball for a called strike. Daniel Susak, the signals. Christian Fernandez, the agreement. And the 1-1 to Jake Fox, the center fielder. Swing and a miss. Could not catch up with the high heat from Christian. The wind tugging on the American flag in. The flags here at Classic Park to the left of the batter's eye. And the batter's eye is for billowing black curtains. And black material in straightaway center field above the black padded wall. The 1-2. Swing and a foul tip into then out of Susak's mitt. And we'll keep it right here. Looking around the facility, they have removed the lighthouse. There's no more lighthouse to the left of the batter's eye. Used to be that you could hit that lighthouse with a home run, and a player would split $1,000 with a fan. Heard of it happening twice, once against the Nuts. Fernandez sets, the 1-2. Bouncer foul right side, off the dugout railing for Lake County. So no more lighthouse. Meanwhile, the home run bleachers in left field have been tarped. Nobody is sitting out there on those home run bleachers, the blue bleachers, behind the left fielder for the Lugnuts, Butler. Lugnuts lead 2-1. Captain's hitting last of the second, 2-1, 2-out. A 1-2 pitch on its way. Chopper right back to Fernandez, knocked it down, back of the mound. Shortstop Muncy comes in. He's got no play. Pump fake to first, spun about, looked at third, but everybody is safe. And that has gone down as an infield single. Fox at first, Brito at second, Cairo to third. Here's the number 3 hitting Milan Tolentino. And with that, there's action in the Lugnuts pen. Catcher Daniel Susak is wandering slowly out to the mound. First baseman Danny Bautista Jr. comes over too. They are slowing things down for that reliever to get active. Looking down the left field line into the corner. That is Jack Owen. southpaw from Auburn, who is warming up. Home plate umpire breaks up the mound meeting. And now Milan Tolentino. Tolentino is ranked entering this year as the number 25 prospect in the Cleveland Guardian system. That by MLB Pipeline. Quote unquote, one of the best.
UV rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Lake County scores one off of four singles in the bottom of the second inning, and the Captains trail by one. It's now 2-1, going to the top of the third. There's just a moment here as the athletic trainer for the Lake County Captains, Matt Beauregard, has been with them for some years now, is jogging all the way out to the outfield to check in with Jake Fox as we were going through warm-ups. It's cold. It is very easy to injure something. And you hate to see that happen before the top of the third inning can get underway. So that's where we are right now. And I believe that's Omir Santos, the manager for the Captains, who's gone out there with athletic trainer Beauregard all the way out to center field just to see what's going on with Jake Fox. If the name Jake Fox sounds familiar to you, there's a different Jake Fox who came through out of the University of Michigan and played for the Lugnuts when the Lugnuts were a Chicago Cubs affiliate. So the conversation ongoing and straight away center field. The Lugnuts are leading 2-1. That thanks to an Lancero Armenteros home run last frame, following a two-out walk issued to Danny Bautista Jr. The batters due up for the Nuts here in the third. It's going to be 9-1 and 2. Junior Perez, Caden Trenkel, Jack Winkler. Jake Fox is leaving this game. Whatever flared up, whatever happened to him. Lake County making a substitution. Cesar Hidrogo has come on. Fox, the number two hitter in the order for Lake County as well. The switch hitting at the Rogo. Looks like we'll take his spot in center. Let's see. I believe at the Rogo has headed to right field. And then over to center field goes Nathie. Well, manager's nightmare, to say nothing of the player. The Lugnuts, two runs on one hit through two innings. Lake County, one run on six hits. That is exactly what has happened. Lampy has moved to center field. Drogo has come in. Now he's in right. And speaking of right fielders, here's Junior Perez. Aaron Davenport had to wait a long time. Right-hander kicks and throws. Perez shows bunt, pulls back. Ball one outside. Number nine hitter in the order. Final hitter to face Davenport for a first time. He swings and drives it to center field. They immediately test out Lampy in center. Backing up to his left, makes the catch. They gave him one day off. In that game, the Lugnuts were shut out by West Michigan. And in speaking with his hitting coach, Ron Whitmire, Witt said, You think it was any coincidence that Caden takes a day off and we don't score any runs? Makes this offense go. He's at first, one out, 2-1 Lugnuts lead in the third. Jack Winkler looks at a ball low and away. Second time around through the order. Davenport is off. Tranquil a threat to run. Davenport gets his sign from Mikhail Ramirez. Lets it fly. Head in the air. Out to right center field. Joe Lampe comes over into the alleyway. Adro goes there too. It's Lampe with a running catch. Winkler retired. Tranquil back to first base. Two outs. The wind really caught hold of that one. Just kept on dragging it. Fine job by Lampe to stay with it. Max Muncy's second at bat now. He's 0-1 with a ground out to the third baseman, Valdez. Here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit, right field. Here's a chance for Adrogo. To his right, he makes the play. Tranquil heads for third base, taking the extra bag. Vo comes into second. Muncy has his first hit of the game. He's 1-for-2 with a single. And there are runners at the corners with two outs. Ring up Daniel Susak. Lugnuts leading 2-1. Righty throws to righty. A breaking ball, high, ball one. How are you? Susak struck out looking, and he struck out in three pitches, his first time up to open up the second inning. Ball one offering. That's at the knees for a called strike in the outside corner. Susak might have thought a little bit low. We really saw Daniel Susak's bat come to life as the series went onward against West Michigan. Same thing against Great Lakes. Opening game of this series, Muncy flinching at first. Susak takes a ball outside. On appeal, didn't go. Bases umpire says no. By the way, our home plate umpire is Michael Cross. Guillermo Rodriguez is our bases umpire. 2-1, Lugnuts lead. Muncy flitting back and forth. Pickoff, though, hasn't picked, except it goes off San Quintin's mitt. It trickles behind him, and Tranquil comes in to score. Max Muncy moves up to second on the error. 3-1, Lugnuts. Outstanding timing for Davenport to pivot about and fire over to first base. Muncy was caught, but San Quintin did not catch it. That throw got through his glove. And now a 2-1 to Susak. Fouled up and away to the right side. Two balls, two strikes. The Lugnuts have taken advantage of a lot of errors against them so far this young season, while they have been relatively clean. The run answered that Lake County just scored in the bottom of the second. Caden Tranquil coming plateward once more. Davenport pivots about, looking Muncy to second. 3-1, Lugnuts. And now Davenport to Daniel Susak, the 2022 first rounder. The 2-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out again, and he got him with a slider. Davenport notches his third strikeout, and he strands Max Muncy at second base. However, Lugnuts score a run on a walk, a hit, and one man left on. A costly error for Lake County. 3-1 Nuts through 2.5.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Lugnuts are leading in Lake County, going to the bottom of the third inning, and Christian Fernandez returns to the hill. Christian's allowed six base hits through two innings. However, only one run. Stranded two in the first inning. Stranded three. Stranded the bases loaded in the bottom of the second. So, you know, what will this inning hold? We're about to find out. Inside. Now the next offering. That runs outside. Two balls and no strikes the count. Fernandez misses the zone once more. Well, Isaiah Green is 0-for-1. He struck out swinging his first time up. One out, nobody on. 3-1 Lugnuts in the third. Here's the pitch. He takes on the outside corner. A called strike. Fernandez has utilized an awful lot of pitches. Talk about a man pitching on the wire. Walking the tightrope. Christian winds and throws. Down low. Ball four. Lost him. And there's his first walk. This is an extraordinary amount of base runners for the Lake County Captains to only have one run. It is amazing that the score of this game is 3-1 Lugnuts. You'd never think it. Mikhail Ramirez steps in. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Misses up and in. One ball, no strikes. Jack Owen was warming up in the bottom of the second inning. He's not warming up right now. Christian Fernandez looking to persevere through. A 1-0. Runner starts and stops. It's rocketed to left, but Johnny Butler has room. He makes the catch. Solid contact, but hauled in front of the warning track. And Ramirez is out number two. Back to first base, Green. Junior Sun Quintin is the next hitter. Switch hitter bats left. Fernandez throws. Fouled away off the left side. By the way, I'm hearing that we're struggling to maintain a solid connection with our stream. And so I apologize greatly for that tonight. We'll try to figure out some other fashion tomorrow to connect. The 0-1. Outside. First day here in Lake County and struggles. But tomorrow the doubleheader. And some games might be recreated for the rest of this series. I'll throw over to first base. And not in time. And Danny Bautista Jr. keeping the tag on Isaiah Green just in case he wanders away. The old Dave Bergman play. Maybe that runner steps off the bag. Two outs, runner at first. 3-1 Lugnuts lead. Lake County hitting. The pitch, runner takes off. San Quintin takes a ball high. Throw down, tag, not in time. Daniel Susak threw that from his knees. Chung off his strong arm, and there was Max Muncy sweeping the tag upon Isaiah Green. Didn't get the call, though, from the base's umpire. Stolen base for Isaiah Green. It is a pleasure to watch Daniel Susak throw. Looked unhurried. 2-1. Line drive hooked fair up the right field line and off into the Lake County pen. This brings in Isaiah Green. San Quintin around to second base. Hangs on tight there with an RBI double. Anytime the ball is hit out into the bullpen here, into either corner, you worry, will the outfielders have any troubles in playing it? Junior Perez didn't have troubles there. But because of the stolen base by Isaiah Green, easy for him to score. Susak thought that he had Green thrown out. Well, now it's 3-2 Lugnuts. San Quintin takes Green's spot at second base. Two outs for Christian Cairo. Fernandez throws. Popped him up on the right side into foul ground. Catcher Susak approaches the Lake County dugout, but the wind takes it right out of play. No balls, one strike for Christian Cairo. Righty versus righty. Fernandez throws. Outside. One ball, one strike on a man wearing number 11. The pitch, swing and a miss, way out in front of the off-speed. One ball and two strikes. Tomorrow a doubleheader. Lugnuts will have Yoel Vistel Rosario and Mitch Myers as the starters for the games. And then off toward the weekend, Jacob Waters on Friday, Blake Beers on Saturday, and on Sunday, Jack Perkins. Ground ball, right side, underneath the diving Bautista Jr., base hit to right. Windmill for the runner rounding third. Perez is thrown to the plate. It's offline. Susak applies the tag on the lead foot of the sliding San Quintin, and the inning is over. The throw by Junior Perez was to the right of home plate, but Daniel Susak backhanded, swung right back to his left, and he got that foot of San Quintin. Outfield assist, Perez, Daniel Susak right to the center of it all. And Lake County denied trying to tie the game. In the end, for the captains, three more hits, one walk, one runner left on, only one run. And so we go to the fourth inning. It's Lake County trailing the Lugnuts by a 3-2 score.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run.
There's a called strike from Aaron Davenport. Lugnuts once again warm up Jack Owen. Davenport throws. Low and outside for ball three. He did walk on five pitches his first time. So, deja vu, 3-1, outside ball four. He's back on. Now you know what happened after Danny Bautista Jr. walked his first time. Lázaro Armenteros homered. Just saying. Righty-righty, one out, man at first, up 3-2 in the fourth. The pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Armenteros is homered in back-to-back plate appearances. The native of Cuba waits on Davenport. The native of Washington State delivers. Broke it low. The Lugnuts come in at 6-3. Lake County at 5-4. Here are your first and second place teams in the division. Armenteros takes the ball outside. Well, the West Michigan Whitecaps are 6-4, so they're right in between. Strong start to the year for Lansing. Win 3 in a row at Great Lakes. Split 6 at home against West Michigan. Pickoff, though, not in time. Davenport does have a very good move. Meanwhile, for Lake County, they won 2 out of 3 here at home from Dayton, and then went on the road and split 6 in Fort Wayne. On the 2-1. That, too, is called a strike. Front door breaking ball. 2-2 on Lacerito. And I would say for the Lugnuts, based on everything that's happened, they should feel very fortunate to be up 3-2. Davenport spins, pickoff throw. No tag applied by San Quintin. That's 2 pickoff throws. Does Danny Bautista Jr. look to take advantage? He's got his lead. He does not run. Armenteros takes ball 3 high and wide.
Come on, Lake County, let me hear you.
Aaron Davenport has his sign. Pickoff throw. Wait. Bautista Jr. is safe. And because he tried 3 times to pick him off, it's a balk. And Danny Bautista Jr. away to second base. You have to pick the runner off if you throw over for a third time. And Davenport, with that great pickoff move, did not. Bautista Jr. now in scoring position. Payoff pitch. Armenteros strikes out swinging. Davenport gets his own bag. 5th strikeout for Aaron Davenport. So A. Rebiel Angeles is the next batter. Righty, righty. 3-2 Lugnuts. First pitch. Outside barely from Davenport. Tried to spot up that fastball. He looks back on Bautista Jr. at second. A ball, 1 offering. Wait, pick off the wind to second base. Gets right through Tolentino. That trickles into center field. Bautista Jr. around to third base and stopped there by Craig Conklin. Fourings down, 5th inning bound. Lugnuts 3, Lake County Captains 2. The Captains' right-hander Aaron Davenport has whipped 5 so far through the first 4. He has only allowed 2 hits. One was a Max Muncy single. The other one was a 2-run homer hit by Lázaro Armenteros. He'll take on 9-1-2 in the 5th. That begins with Junior Perez. A fastball to start him, up and in. A 1-ball, no strikes. Perez followed by Trenkel and Winkler. Lineup flipping over for a third time. Perez swings and misses. 1-1. Lake County has committed a couple of errors as well. Davenport's pitch down low. This is the thing, that the Lugnuts defensively have had the edge over the opposition so far in the young season. Against Great Lakes, against West Michigan, now here in the early going. Perez lays off. Slider called a strike on the outside corner. Good break right to the edge. Time granted to Junior. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Lugnuts come in to play today with 5 errors. That was a league low. 2-2. Maybe a little too tall. count has gone full. Lake County with the two errors today, now 11 errors this season. And that is tied for the second highest in the league. Davenport deals the 3-2. Fouled up into the netting. Not only that, the third inning, or I should say the fourth inning, ended with a 6-4-3 double play for the Lugnuts. That's already the 12th double play turned by Lansing's D, tied for most in the league. 3-2 pitch misses low and away. Perez draws the leadoff walk. On the speedster down to first base. Leadoff man Caden Trinkle next. Trinkle has struck out. He has walked. He has scored one of the Lugnuts' three runs. Up 3-2. Nobody out. Perez runs. The pitch inside. Throw down to second base. Tails. It's knocked down by the second baseman Tolentino backing up. And because Tolentino is over there, that keeps Perez at second base. Because that tailed right away from the shortstop Brito covering. Junior Perez has the steal. For Junior, that's his second stolen base of the year. He's in a scoring position against Davenport. 1-0 pitch coming up to Caden Trinkle. Fastball tall. Three runs, two hits, and no errors for the Lugnuts. Two runs, 10 hits, two errors for the Caps. Trinkle takes inside. Three balls and no strikes. And Jack Winkler waiting on deck. What do you think? Red light here? That's my expectation. On the 3-0. It's called a strike. And Trinkle was, in fact, taking the entire way. Now the 3-1. Low and in for ball four. Trinkle walks for his second time in the game. Came into play today with an on-base percentage of 500. And it's gone up. He has now walked 9 times in 9 games. Outstanding. And Lake County is warming up a pitcher in its pen. Jack Winkler's the batter. Here's the pitch. That slides on the outside corner for a called strike. And with that offering, Davenport nods his head. Interesting thing. Aaron Davenport had been pitching with his long hair flowing, but he tied it up before this frame. 2-1, none out, deals. Fastball high, no nod there. I think Aaron Davenport has the longest hair of anyone on these Lake County captains. Perez at second, Trinkle at first. The breaking ball waved at a miss by Winkler. Jack today has struck out and flied out to center. He is riding a 7-game hitting streak. Now the 1-2. High and outside. Might be nearing an end for Davenport in this game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler strikes out. Strikeout number 6 for Davenport. Out Max Muncy now, 2-1 out, leading 3-2 in the fifth. Righty throws to righty. Instead of pickoff, though, into second base, the tag applied late by the second baseman, Tolentino, cutting over. Runner takes off from second base, the pitch down and away, and now both runners move up with steals. No throw by Ramirez. The trail runner Trenkel was watching and then breaking, all the while Junior Perez was swiping third. Perez stealing second and third following his leadoff walk. Trenkel with a walk of his own, taking second. And now the Lugnuts have two runners in scoring position. The bases umpire checking in with everyone just to make sure that everyone's aware. Max Muncy with the infield in, 1-0, up and inside. The Lugnuts now have stolen 16 bases this year. Caden Trenkel with his third. Righty throws to righty, the 2-0. Outside, yanked it. Three balls and no strikes. Muncy 1-for-2 with a single. One of the Lugnuts, only two hits in the game. With the 3-0. Taking a called strike. Daniel Susak waits on deck. First base is open. If this misses wide, the bases will be loaded for Susak. The windup. The pitch. Breaking ball inside. The bases are loaded for Susak. Muncy down to first with Trenkel at second and Perez at third. Three walks issued by Davenport. Now a walk out to the mound by manager Omir Santos. The hook is coming. Santos all the way out to the hill. One clap, takes away the baseball. And the move to the pen for the Lake County Captains. Lugnuts at every bag for the cleanup hitting Daniel Susak, looking to expand upon a 3-2 lead. That dispatched Susak. Now the 0-2. Just missed off the outside corner. Maybe a touch high. Very close. Ball one. Leading at Lake County by a 3-2 score. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. If you check on game day, it says that the score of this game is 2-2. That's not true. We've got a pinch hitter for Lake County to open up this bottom of the fifth inning. Dion Frias out of Cartagena, Colombia, takes ball one from Jack Owen. Next offering, check swing, called a strike in the outside corner. Frias is another switch hitter. Oh, by the way, they still have Victor Planchart as another switch hitter that they could use off their bench. Frias takes outside, 2-1. Boy, Frias is pinch hitting for Milan Tolentino. Tolentino, one of the very best of these captains, and their number three hitter. So what is this about? Lugnuts are up 3-2. Lefty Owen throws. And there's a called strike. And Frias is wondering, why in the world did I take that pitch? That was right in there. Slightly open stance. Knees bent. Target in. The pitch. Fought off the hands foul to the right side. Bullpen. Lugnuts lead 3-2 to the sixth.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them.
Or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make...
And his Major League debut didn't disappoint. Fastball down and in, ball 1 to Trenkel. Went 4 1/3 innings, was removed, pitch count, 81 pitches and 4 1/3. He struck out 5 Chicago Cubs. 1-0 is fouled back. Ball and a strike on Trenkel, who was struck out, walked twice, stolen a base, and he has scored one of the 3 Lugnuts runs. Batting with 1 out in the 7th, Nuts down by 1. Johnston throws. Trenkel fouls it off to the left side. Ball and 2 strikes. Well, the A's fell 12-2, your final score today. Former Lugnuts Carlos Perez and Jordan Diaz each doubled, each of them an RBI, to supply the A's runs. Here's the 1-2. Reached 4 and grounded weakly to second. There's Valdez picking it up, thrown to first in time to get the fleet-footed Trenkel. 2 outs. I would say 4 1/3 innings, 2 runs allowed, 5 strikeouts, 4 hits, 1 walk. I'd say for a Major League debut, that's just fine. But the A's lost 12-2. The bullpen let them down. Now the A's are 3-16 this year. Jack Winkler on a slider, checks his swing, pitch misses outside, and that's ball 1. Jack is 0-3 with 2 strikeouts today. Nuts down 4-3 in the 7th. Johnston throws. Slider, strike called on the outside corner. Just fun to see Mason Miller, who was a Lugnut last September, already up in the major leagues. 1-1. Winkler lines it out to right field. There's a Drogo coming in, makes the catch. Side retired. It's time to stretch from Lake County. Lugnuts are down 4-3.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four to three, Lake County. Entering the bottom of the 7th inning. Time growing short. 2-run homer by Yordis Valdez. The big blow came last inning with 2 outs off Jack Owen. Owen then retired Juan Brito. And then that's it. That was the final out of the 6th inning. And in fact, the Lugnuts have brought out Grant Holman. So Holman to pitch in the bottom of the 7th inning. His second appearance as a member of the Lugnuts, freshly off the injured list. He pitched a perfect first inning on Saturday, followed by Blake Beers. Holman throws. Cesar Drogo takes a fastball for a called strike. things are going to pick up. Holman throws harder than Owen. Adrogo, Frias, Lempi, 2-3-4 in the order. The right-hander kicks and deals. Fastball tails outside. On a cold night in East Lake, Ohio. Here's the pitch to Adrogo. Swings and misses awkwardly, too. Strike two. Holman gets his sign from Susak. Looking open with a K. Let's see. Here's the pitch. It's inside. And maybe a touch low. He's wearing number 33. Native of Chula Vista, resident of Sacramento. 2-2. Adrogo, the switch hitter, batting left. Pitch. A swing and a tapper weakly down toward third. Holman off the mound, bare hands. He's got no play. It's an infield single. A bleeder for Adrogo. Hit number 13 today for Lake County. You know, of all those hits, they have 2 doubles. They have 1 home run. They have 10 singles. Nobody out for Dion Frias. Takes very high. Frias replaced Milan Tolentino in the 5th inning. Again, switch hitter batting left. 4-3 Caps. Here comes. Off the inside corner. 2-0. Very short lead at first base for Adrogo. Holman throws. Line drive, base hit, left field. Inside out stroke. Adrogo up to second base. Johnny Butler lobs to short. Hit number 14 today for Lake County. Joe Lampe comes up. Lampe is 1-for-3 with a single.
And you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Check out the Midwest League out-of-town scoreboard here on the top of the 8th inning, where the Lugnuts are currently trailing 4-3, the deficit at Lake County in the opener. Tomorrow, doubleheader, 4:30 p.m. The Lugnuts and the Captains. We'll see how the internet is and the broadcast situation. But I can tell you there will be baseball here from Classic Park. Well, Max Muncy, the batter. On the first pitch to him, breaks up and inside, ball one. Elsewhere in the MWL today, Quad Cities and Wisconsin scoreless in the 7th. Wisconsin doesn't have a hit yet. Ray Johnson's pitch fouled into the screen on the right side. Ball and a strike on Muncy. Lugnuts down by 1 run with the 3-4-5 hitters. Muncy swings and misses a fastball. 1-2. Muncy, Susak, Butler. If anybody reaches, then Batista Jr. And then Armenteros. I'm granted to Max. Muncy in this opener. Ground out to third, a single and a walk. Reed Johnston kicks and throws. Got him swinging. Expanding the zone, chasing away. 1 batter, 1 strikeout. Daniel Susak comes up next. So Wisconsin, no hits yet. They're on the top of the 7th inning. And I believe there's 2 outs in that top of the 7th at the Quad Cities in Davenport, Iowa. But there's no runs for either team. The breaking ball to Susak misses low and away. 1-0. They're in the bottom of the 5th at Beloit. All Sky Carp leading Cedar Rapids 5-1. Johnston delivers. On the outside corner, strike called. fastball. Susak is 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. One out, nobody on, batting in the eighth. Lugnuts down by a run. The pitch. At the knees for a called strike. 1-2. Ford Wynn is trailing in Peoria, 4-0. They're going to the sixth inning. They're on the top of the eighth in a delay in Midland. 1-0. Susak, or I should say, the 1-2, swung at and missed. Susak is done. And he's 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts. 2 outs. Another strikeout for Johnston. Johnston is now 5 strikeouts and 2 2/3 innings. 2 outs, nobody on for Johnny Butler. Down by a run in the 8th. First pitch, way outside. South Bend is leading at Great Lakes 3-2, and I believe the bases are loaded in the top of the eighth for the Cubs, but then the rain, so they've placed the game in a delay. Ball one offering. Outside for ball two. Earlier tonight, the West Michigan Whitecaps opened things up. Well, the West Michigan Whitecaps beat Dayton 4-1. I shouldn't say opened it up. This series is an opener because of yesterday's postponement. Butler takes ball three high. Everybody else has already gotten things going. The Whitecaps, with that win, are now 7-4. They drop Dayton to 4-7. Johnston throws. The 3-0 is down and in. He has walked Butler, and the potential game-tying run is on with 2 outs in the 8th inning. The player with great speed. Danny Bautista Jr. steps up there. Righty-righty. Down 4-3. Johnston to Bautista Jr. Inside corner, strike called. Danny has walked twice. He struck out his last time as the first batter to face Johnston. Round two. Takes a ball outside. Oh, a called strike on the outside corner. Very late strike call by Michael Cross. And Danny says, time, please, let me regroup. Reed Johnston. What an outing he's been putting together. There's a foul out of play off to the right side.
Come on, who's the loudest fan?
No balls, two strikes. Johnston spins, fires over to first base, but Butler dives back in. Those two teammates at North Carolina State University. And now Butler steps away from first. Butler runs. Johnston's pitch fouled into the screen. Bautista Jr. lunged at it.
One person had said something. Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
And 0-1 misses outside. Righty, righty. Perez 0 for 2 with a walk. Here it comes. He swings and skies it way up there in the infield. Third baseman Frias dashes in and drops it. It's a foul ball. Went off his glove in foul ground. Then it bounced fair. It's simply an error. The wind of the pitch. Up and inside to Junior. Gets out of dodge. Fresh life following the third error of the game committed by Lake County. One out, base is clear. Johnston throws. Hit off the hands, out into shallow left center field. Long run out for Brito, but he's there, and the shortstop secures it. Two outs for Caden Trenkel, the leadoff man. A 4-4 game. Hang on just a second. The catcher Ramirez is having a problem with his mask, and he's switching to the spare. And now we're ready to go. Here's the pitch. Trenkel swings and misses.
Pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Now to the bottom of the ninth inning in a 4-4 game and the opener of a six-game series, Lugnuts at Lake County. New man on the mound for the Lugnuts is the lefty Kumar Nambiar. So Grant Holman goes two after throwing one scoreless inning on Saturday. He throws two scoreless innings today. He strikes at three. He'll have two base hits. And Nambiar becomes the Lugnuts' third reliever used of this game. His job, get three outs. Do not let Lake County score. And then we would go to the ninth inning, or we would go to the tenth inning with Muncy Susak-Butler coming up. Nambiar throws to Juan Brito. First offering called a strike at the letters. Marsha Bullard checks in to say, you know, Lake County has two different players with the same names as former Lugnuts. Juan Brito takes a curve for a called strike. Nothing in two. And the other is Jake Fox. Familiar names for longtime Lugnuts fans. 0-2 pitch from the southpaw. A tapper to the right of the mound. Nambiar fields his position. Underhands to first. And there's one away. Kumar has been excellent so far in this young season. After no pitcher was utilized more than Kumar last year by the Lugnuts. He has opened up this year with scoreless baseball. Nambiar in April the 7th at Great Lakes, 1 1/3 hitless scoreless innings. Music is still playing as Cesar Drogo takes a ball inside. And then Kumar, two scoreless outings against West Michigan, April the 11th and April the 14th. He throws. Drogo takes ball two outside. Looking to keep things going. Right now at 5 2/3 scoreless to start the year and only one hit allowed. Nambiar throws. That misses down and in. It's three balls, no strikes. It's a 4-4 game. We're in the bottom of the ninth inning in Lake County. One out, nobody on. Diane Frias waiting to bat next. The pitch, strike called on the outside corner. As Drogo started to walk up the first base line. Nope. No, sir. On the 3-1. Here it is. He swings and misses. Strike two. Three straight balls. Two straight strikes. Nambiar sets. Payoff. Oh, he missed down and away. One out, base on balls. And there's the game-winning run. Down to first base. Dion Frias comes up now. Frias 3-for-18 so far this year, but a great batting eye. Switch hitter bats right. Swings the first pitch and fouls it off into the netting. Nothing and one. He replaced Milan Tolentino, who was 1-for-2 before being removed. Frias is 1-for-2. The pitch. Up high. A Drugo held on at first base by Batista Jr. 4-4, our score. Nambiar throws. The breaking ball. Swung at and missed. 1-2. Fastball, curveball, changeup for Kumar Nambiar. Time granted to the batter. Now Dion Frias steps back in. Both bullpens quiet. Double play ball would send us to the 10th. Nambiar is 1-2. Down low. Straight changeup. Joe Lampe, the most dangerous hitter in this Lake County order, is waiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased the fastball outside, and he's gone. Nambiar strikes him out. Frias is at number two. Here is Lampe. Dangerous hitter. First pitch. The curveball is starting. And a called strike one. Out of Arizona State University. So you know that Daniel Susak, the catcher, knows him well. Time granted to the batter. Susak, the first rounder from Arizona. Joe Lampe's hometown, Petaluma, California. Lefty throws to lefty, runner at first, two outs, tie game in the ninth. The pitch, curveball, strike two called. Back-to-back curves from Nambiar. Now the 0-2. The curveball in the dirt, briefly lost by Susak. But at first base, Idrogo does not budge. Keep it right here. By the way, the no-hitter is done in the Quad Cities. Wisconsin not only has its first hits, they have the game's only run. 1-0, Wisconsin leading, bottom of the eighth. 4-4 here in the ninth. The pitch. Lampe pops it up. Foul ground right side. Catcher Susak back toward the net. Susak, no room to make the catch. Leaning toward the screen, but the ball off that netting. And so Lampy's still up there. One ball and two strikes on Joe Lampe. At first base, Adrogo with two outs. Nambiar's pitch. Ground ball right side underneath the backhand of Batista Jr. It's in a right field. Adrogo took the turn. He goes all the way to third base. A throw into second from Junior Perez. Danny Batista Jr. didn't get down on it. It got beneath his glove.
Let's go!
And now the game-winning run is 90 feet away. Adrogo at third, Lampe at first, and the batter Isaiah Green.